We're going to count up from the bottom of Daf Pei Vavim and Beis approximately 12 lines. You'll see it on the right side of Tosfos Dibur Maskil Uksiv, and right above that two dots, and then Tana Rabbanan.
Okay, what happens? The Gemara start with
Tana Rabbanan, Tuf Reish, Tana Rabbanan, Bishisha Bechodesh Nitnu Aseres Hadibros Li Yisrael.
Okay, I have it. Okay.
We're identifying the day of Kabbalah Satorah as the sixth day of Sivan. That's according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beshivabo. It was actually on the seventh of the month of Sivan, as we'll see as we go along why. Now, normally, we have a rule, Maidahava Hava, that we don't have debates in the Gemara about historical events. If it was, it was. We don't know what day it is. But here, this is the exception to the rule, because this is relevant to a sugya, a halachic sugya, which is called Polete Shichva Zora. And we'll understand what that means in the context of this machlokas as we go along. And many of the Mefarshim assume that we paskin like the Tanakhama. And the reason for that is because Chag HaShavuos is on the 6th of Sivan, and we call Chag HaShavuos Zman Matan Torasenu. That would reflect the first shita here of the Tanakhama, namely, that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. However, I just want to mention here that the Maharal Miprag says that even though we call the 6th of Sivan Zman Matan Torasenu, we can nevertheless reconcile that even according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because he says that Yom HaChamishim, the 50th day, Mimochras Yetzias Mitzrayim, after the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the 50th day, which was Roy Lenesina Satora, Mitzad Hashem Shehu Anosen. And it means that if all things had gone well in the divine plan, then the Torah would have been given on the 6th of Sivan, and even Rabbi Yossi would agree that. That's Mitzad Anosen. And that's called Zman Matan Torasenu Mitzad Anosen. However, the Kabbalah of the Torah, Al Yidei Yisrael, could only take place on 51, on day 51, which is the 7th of Sivan. And that's based on Rabbi Yossi, who makes a calculation that when Hashem says "Vayu nechonim liyom hashlishi," that you should be prepared for the third day. That means there are 3 days of Hagbolah, of what we call Prisha. And on the sixth day of Sivan, you should be ready. And then the following day, you will receive the Torah. Now the reason why the Torah was not given according to Rabbi Yossi on the sixth day is because Moshe Rabbeinu decided to add another day, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu's decision that they weren't prepared and they needed one more day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end accepted Moshe's argument, and we'll understand that this is Zman Matan Torasenu, that even according to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was meant to be given on the sixth day of Sivan. We weren't ready for it, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu postponed it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed, till the seventh of Sivan. Amar Rava. Rava says, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, that Barosh Chodesh, on the first day of Sivan, Asu LeMidbar Sinai. The people arrived in Midbar Sinai. And how do we see that? Because Ksiv Hacha, it says in the beginning of Parshas Matan Torah, that's Shmos Yutes in Parshas Yisro, it says that Bachodesh Hashlishi Biyom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. On this day, the Torah doesn't tell you which day of the month it is, but it calls it this day. Uksiv Hasam in the Parsha of Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, the Torah says Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. And the word Hazeh appears in the context of Rosh Chodesh. Mala Halon, just like in the parash of Rosh Chodesh, the word Hazeh is referring to the day of Rosh Chodesh. Afkan, here too in the parasha of Nesina Satorah, the word Hazeh, when it says, Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, that's on Rosh Chodesh. So number one, there's no date, there's no doubt, I should say, there's no debate about the fact that they arrived in Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Number two, to Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, Shebe Shabbos Nitna Torah Yisrael. The Torah was given on Shabbos. How do we know that? Ksiv Hacha here in Aseres HaDibros at Matan Torah in Yisro. It says, Zocheres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho Uksiv Hasam. With regard to Yitzis Mitzrayim, it says, Vayom Moshe La'am Zechor Es HaYom HaZeh. And then it says, Asher Yitzosim Mitzrayim. So in both cases, it says, Hayom Zecharas Yom Hazeh, Vezocharas Yom, Zocharas Yom Hazeh, is Malahalon, just like in the case of Zechira, is Bitsumo Shel Yom, in other words, on the day itself, namely Shabbos, God commands them to remember the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's called Yom Hazeh. Is Afkan, and so to hear in Matan Torah, the Pasuk, Vayom Hashem Elohim Zecharas Hayom Hazeh, also, it's a reference to Itzumo Shel Yom, that we got with the Aseres HaDibros, we received the mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and when it says Yom, the word Yom means today. Today you should remember the Shabbos. Today is Shabbos, and I'm telling you to remember the Shabbos. That's called Itzumo Shel Yom. So the Zechira, and the command of the Zechira, is on the very day that you have to remember. So in the case of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it means that you should remember the 15th of Nisan, B'Yom HaZeh, and that's called Itzumo Shel Yom, because it says, V'Yomer Moshe Alam Zechores HaYom HaZeh, this day. So too, when the Torah tells us at Matan Torah in Kabbalah Aseres HaDibros says Zocheres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, it means a zechira on the day of Shabbos itself when the Torah is given. That's called Itzumo Shel Yom. On the very day that the Torah was given, namely on Shabbos, the Torah commands us to remember this day, and weekly we commemorate the Shabbos. So again, we all agree, no one doubts it, that they got to Midbar Sinai on what day? Rosh Chodesh. And what day did they get the Torah? On Shabbos. Ki pligi. But the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is bekviya diyarcha. Which day of the week was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Notice they came out of Mitzrayim, and on Rosh Chodesh Sivan they arrived in Midbar Sinai. Well, okay, that was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But what day of the week was it? Rabbi Yossi saw b'chad b'shabbos ikva yarcha, that the first day, b'rishon b'shabbos, nikva Rosh Chodesh. So Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. That was the day they arrived at Midbar Sinai. And u'b'chad b'shabbos, on that very day of Sunday, lo amar lehu v'lo midi, Moshe did not command anything in the name of God, that he did not transmit any command. Mishum chul shadiyorcha, because the Jewish people, maybe they were 3 million strong, men, women, and children were very chalash. Chul shadiyorcha, urcha means the road, right? As a result of what we call tirchas haderech, the great journey that it took them, getting out of Mitzrayim all the way to Midbar Sinai. Therefore, Moshe gave them the balance of the day to take life easy, to rest up and regain their strength. And betray B'Shava, on the second day of the week, we call it a Monday, that was the day when Moshe went up to the Har, to the mountain, and Hashem told him what to transmit to Klal Yisrael. On that very day, Amalahu, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain, and he tells the people of Israel the name of God, the following. He tells them, Atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, and you will be to me a holy nation. And it says also in the Pasuk, Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim v'esa eschem al kanfe ashchina v'avi eschem elai v'ata im shama tishmu v'koli u'shmartem esbrisi v'yisem li skula v'kol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz v'atem tiyuli mamlech eskonim v'goy kadosh, all in Parshas Yisro, right before Kabbalah Satorah. Now, so we have now the following sequence of events. On Sunday, they arrived at Midbar Sinai. On that very day of Sunday, it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Moshe gives them the balance of the day to take life easy because they're very weary from the trip. What happens on Monday? Monday is Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain and then he comes back down the mountain and tells them, let's call it a pep talk, that now they will accept the Torah and they will become a kingdom of priests. And this is what it says in the Pasuk here in the bottom. He quotes Moshe Ol Elokim and Kotomar. Hashem says, this is what you should tell the people. Vayavo Moshe vayikro lizikney ha'am vayasem lifneihem es kol ha'dvar ma'ela. All this happened on Monday. Now we turn to Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Bitlosa, now we're up to Tuesday. On Tuesday, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up the mountain with a message, so to speak, that he's relaying from the people who are responding to Hashem, who called to them to become a Mamelechus Kohanim. And they said, as the Pasuk says, Kol Hashem Dibra Hashem Nase, on Tuesday, early in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu climbs the mountain to Ki'ilu, notify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people are ready, eager and waiting to be Mekabel the Torah. Now he comes down on a Tuesday, V'Amalu Mitzvahs HaGbolah. On that very day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tuesday, commands Moshe, V'Gbalto Esa'am Saviv Lomar Yisham Lachem Alos Bahar. And it says, Hine Anokhi Boy Lecha Ba'av Hanan, Bavur Yishma Om, Bidabri Moch, Vegam Becho Yaminu Le'olam. Okay, so now we're up to Tuesday, and on Tuesday, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up the mountain, and after relaying to Hashem what the people had said, Naser, Hashem tells them, in the name, you know, through the agency of Moshe, the mitzvah of Hagbolah. And they should stay far away from the mountain. Now, what happens on Wednesday? Well, Biarba Avud Prisha. On the fourth day of the week, on Wednesday, they started the process filling the mitzvah. This was a mitzvah that was a precondition to their accepting the Torah, to receiving the Torah. And that was the mitzvah Prisha, which means that they would have to abstain from any sort of intimacy because of what's called Tumas Polete Shikva Zera and Avud Prisha. Now they're going to enter into a 3-day period of time of Prisha, separating from their wives, each one from his wife. And that would give us, if we're holding now on Tuesday, that would mean Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those were the 3 days in which they fulfilled the mitzvah Prisha. And then, Vayered, that Hashem comes down, and he's giving the Torah on that Shabbos. So we start with Sunday, which is the day of Rosh Chodesh. That's the day they came to Midbar Sinai. On the following day, Moshe Rabbeinu, after giving them a little bit of a rest, goes up to the mountain, and he comes down from the mountain on that Monday, and that's not the end of this process. Why? Because although Moshe Rabbeinu went up and down on Monday, he was given a mission to impress and inspire the people about Ma'amad Har Sinai, to tell them that this is going to be a tremendous event, and you will become a Mamleches Kohanim. On that very Monday, the people of Israel, after they heard the message of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atam tiyulu mamleches kohanim, they said, Kol asher tishma, kol asher nishma nas. So that's their willingness to accept the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Tuesday morning, because again, all the aliyos, every time Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain, it's always bashkama, early in the morning. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the people are willing to accept the Torah. And now Hashem tells Moshe, go down on Tuesday and set up a mitzvah of Prisha, which means they need 3 days of abstention from an intimate act with each one with his wife. So that gives you Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days of Hagbola, of Prisha. And now the Torah is going to be given on Shabbos to a community that's Tahar, that's all in a state of Tara. Rabbanan Savri, Betray B'Shaba Ikva Yarcha. That Rosh Chodesh was actually on a Monday. I mean, we'll have to see why. What led the Chacham to the conclusion that Rosh Chodesh was a Monday. Ubetray B'Shaba, on that very day, that very Monday, when they were Koveya the Chodesh, Lo Amar Luhu V'Lo Midi. As we saw before in Rabbi Yossi, Bishum Chulsha de Urcha. The trip was too taxing. Okay, so now we're up to Tuesday. What happens on Tuesday? Bitlasa, on the third day of the week, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain, comes down, and tells him, Atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohen. He gives him that speech, that rabble-rousing, inspiring speech, and they say, Nasa. Biarba, on a Wednesday, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back up to the mountain, and he comes down, and he tells them the Mitzvah Hagbola. That's going to be on Wednesday. Ubechamisha Avud Prisha. On Wednesday, on Thursday, they did Prisha. Again, Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Tuesday, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to bring Monday he's going to let them rest. On Tuesday, he goes up to the mountain and comes down with the message of Atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim, etc. On Wednesday, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out back up to the mountain in order to receive the mitzvah of Prisha. And on Thursday, the people of Israel begin the fulfillment of Prisha in a 3-day Prisha, which includes Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Oh, he writes in the footnote, Ubishabis Shaisa Yom Ashlishi Laprisha Nitna HaTorah. So in other words, you could have a day which is both a fulfillment of Prisha and Kabbalah HaTorah, which probably means that they would go to Mikvah at some point on that third day, and then they would receive the Torah B'Tara. Meisvei, we have a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. It says, V'kidashtem ayom u'machar. It seems that there were only 2 days of Prisha, which would be a raya for the Rabbanan Shita, that on the fifth day of the week, on Thursday, they were commanded in Prisha, and they were poresh on Thursday and on Friday, and on Shabbos the Torah would be given. It's kasha Rabbi Yossi. We have a brisa against Rabbi Yossi. I'm not sure I understand. Ah, I see. The kasha is from the Lashon Akra, because the pasuk says, V'kidashtem ayom u'machar. And that would only make sense according to Chachamim, who say that the Prisha began on a Thursday and it continued the next day into Friday. Amar Lecha, Rabbi Yossi would say the following, Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midaito. In other words, really, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them on a Wednesday in the mitzvah Prisha. And the Torah says, Kidashim Ayom Mochar, they only needed 2 days of Prisha, which would have been Wednesday and Thursday. The Torah could have been given, therefore, on Wednesday, on Friday. But Moshe Rabbeinu, in his own calculation, decided to add a third day of Prisha. So the Prisha began on Thursday. I'm sorry, the Prisha began on Wednesday, Thursday, and then continued a third day on Friday because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted one extra day of Prisha. Disanya, we have a brisa. Shlosha dvarim asa Moshe midaito v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu took his own initiative and God agreed. Hosif yomecha midaito l'yimei haprisha kodem matan Torah. Perish min ha'isha. And shiber es haluchos. So he writes here that why did Moshe break the luchos? Be'osas ha'egel, when he sees the egel and the mecholos, the dancing, he realized they're not ready for Kabbalah Satorah, and he breaks the luchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yashar Koach, you did the right thing. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of these three instances where Moshe took the initiative and Hashem agreed to Moshe's initiative. First, Hosif Yomecha Midaito. What led Moshe Rabbeinu to the conclusion that we have to add another day of Prisha? The Torah just says Hayom Machras, and 2 days would have been sufficient. And the answer is, he sees the pasuk that says V'kidashtem Hayom Machar, and Moshe Rabbeinu darshened Hayom kimachar. It says Hayom u'machar means Hayom kimachar. Ma'ale machar. Lelo imo. The next day will begin. The commencement of the day is at night. Af Hayom. Lelo imo. Whenever it requires a prisha by day, it's prisha by day with Lila. The Lila de'a idna. Nafkale, and the night Halila shel Hayom Kfar Nafkale Ovar Velo Pirshubo. In other words, they got the mitzvah Prisha during the day, and it was too late to fulfill that day as the day of Prisha. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to add another day. Shma minah, when Hashem says Hayom u'machar, it means trei yomei lebarmia inna, 2 days in addition to today, because as far as today is concerned, it's too late, because we need Hayom shalelo imo. Uminolan, and how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's calculation? Minolan dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodo? And the answer is the lo sharye shchina ad safra de shamsa. Lo sharsa shchina ar sinai ad safra de shamsa, until the morning of Shabbos. According to the original plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui, we would need Lishros Bishishi Baboker, that the Shechina should have come down on the 6th in the morning. And why did the Shechina come down on the 7th? Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there has to be an extra day of Prisha. He says, Pirish Hayom U'machar Hu Yom V'amachar Shalom. Shneim heim im leilo sehem. You know, it's Hayom u'machar means the night and the day. The day is attached to the night. He says, Kosher. Keva delechor yesh lidchos v'lomar shatam shashchina lo shosu v'shishu v'pnei shadayin lo tovlu l'tarosam. Okay, this has to do with the laws of tefillah. So we can pick that up a little bit later. Uperish mina isha. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that he should be parish mina isha? My darish. Nasa kal v'chomer bi'atzmo. Omar, he declared, my Yisrael, shlo dibra shchini moim el sha'achas. Now, as Klal Yisrael only received this communion with God at Har Sinai for 1 hour, the kovalem zman, and yet God said that they need to prepare themselves. Omar Torah v'ayuna chonim al tikshu el isha. That to prepare themselves for this experience of prophecy, of a communication with God, they had to prepare themselves by abstaining from intimate relations with a woman, with their wives. Is ani, how much more so my situation, shekol shav v'shav shechina medaberes imi, I have to be ready for the Shechina to initiate a conversation with me at any moment. Because that was the greatness of Moshe's nevuah, that at any moment God would speak to him. Is any kovel izman? There's no separate time period where God will speak to me. I can't say, well, I'll be porish for today because tomorrow I'll get nevuah. I mean, that's ridiculous. He's got to be ready for nevuah any time. Allah has come v'kam, and I have to be porish for my wife. How do we know that God agreed and approved of Moshe Rabbeinu's decision? The Torah says, after Maimed Har Sinai, it says, Lechem Orlehem Shuvu Lachem Li'olechem. Meaning now, after Maimed Har Sinai, go return to your wives. Uksiv Basrei, and it says afterwards, V'ata po amod imadi. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, stay with me. You know, don't go back to your ohel. You know, they have a heter to go back to their wives and resume normal romantic relations, intimate relations, but you don't have that heter. And therefore, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu got the okay from Hashem that he should separate from his wife. He is the Amri. Others say that we should derive it from that Hashem agreed to him from the fact that his hitzik has for yos to be over pe el pe adaber bo, that I speak to him like you speak to your friend pe el pe. Now, how do we see from pe el pe that Hashem agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu? Let me just see if he has any note about this. Yeah. He said, God thus distinguished between Moshe and the rest of the people. He told only to Moshe that he should return to the others, that they should return to their wives. Okay, fine. This demonstrates that Hashem approved of Moshe's decision to abstain from marital relations. Okay, but what is this Pasuk Pel Peh teaching me? He says, Miriam and Aaron wondered why Moshe was the only prophet who abstained from marital relations. Right? Gabonu Dibra Hashem, God spoke to us as well. So Hashem defended Moshe by noting that Moshe's prophecy was unique. All other prophets received divine communication only in the form of a vision. Moshe would receive it directly, mouth to mouth, peh el peh. Okay, that doesn't have to prove. In other words, since the question that Miriam and Aaron were asking was answered by Moshe Rabbeinu's unique status as a Novi Pel Peladaber Bo, it means that that question of being Poresh is now being answered. Why was he Poresh? Because it's Pel Peladaber Bo. Shibras al Luchos, the third thing on the list is that Moshe destroyed the Luchos. My Dorish, how did he derive his conclusion? Uma Pesach Shu Echad Mitayeg Mitzvahs Omra Torah Kol Ben Necher Lo Yochal Bo, the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten by an alien, which includes a non-Jew, it also includes a Mumar, somebody who worshipped idols or violated the Shabbos, and these are not allowed to participate in the eating of the Korban Pesach. Is a Torah Kula, when the Torah itself, in all 613 mitzvahs are being given, the Yisrael Mumrim, and the Jewish people are worshipping the idol, like the Egel, is Alachas Kama Kama, Hamish Morso, are they not fit, they're not suitable to receive the Aseres HaDibros? Now, I don't understand. In the case of a Mumar, he's enjoined from eating the Korban Pesach, but here, only those who worship the Egel. This I don't understand. Maybe the Gemara is going to address this question at some point. Let me just see if there's any comment here. Yud Zion. Ouch. Trying to just handle this glass over here. He says, what is he saying over here? Is that Yisrael Mumrim, I don't know. I don't see that he asks this question. I mean, it's not true that all of Klal Yisrael, I guess, well, maybe just the exception of Shevet Levi. Anyway, the Gemara says, how do you know God approved of his action of breaking the Luchos? Shenemar, it says, Haluchos Rishonim Asher Shibarta, Omer Reish Lakish, Yasher Kochacho Sheshibarta. Once again, how do you see that in the Pasuk? It says, Haluchos Rishonim Asher Shibarta. Does that mean that God approved? Let me just see if there's anything here. Yashikoach Sheshibarti, your strength shall be true to its mark because you broke the tablets. But God blessed Moshe for having broken the tablets. Reish Lakish relates the word Asher to Ishur. Ishur is an affirmation. Not every Asher carries this connotation, but it should be interpreted this way because God commanded Moshe to put the broken pieces of the tablets in the Aron, in the ark, demonstrating divine approval for Moshe's deed. Okay, the very fact that Hashem said to Moshe to put the broken pieces into the Aron, that indicates approval. Not exactly sure why. Divine acquiescence is evident from the fact that God refers here to the breaking of the tablets without any expression of anger. In other words, it doesn't seem that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos out of anger. What's the Asher Shibarta? Just one second. The word Asher is interpreted as Ishur. In other words, Ishur means God gave him an affirmation. Okay, so we have three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his initiative. and Hashem approved of all these actions. Now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon and tries to bring a riot to one of the various opinions. Toshma, the Pasuk says regarding the mitzvah of Prisha, that Moshe tells Klal Yisrael. Well, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, Vehayu nechonim liyom ha-shlishi. It sounds like there were only 2 days of Prisha. Vehayom ha-shlishi would be already the time for Kabbalah Satorah. Kashel Rabbi Yossi. How did Rabbi Yossi interpret this pasuk? Ha-amrinan. We already said, Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midaito. That when it says, Hayu Nechonim Liyom HaShlishi Enochinami, the divine plan was they would receive the Torah on the third day, but Rabbi Yossi says that Moshe Rabbeinu added another day, such that they wouldn't accept the Torah, they wouldn't receive the Torah until the fourth day, which was Shabbos. Toshma, we learned in a Braisa, Shlishi, Shlishi B'Chodesh, V'Shlishi B'Shabbos. The Braisa says that the third day of the week, which is Tuesday, was the third day in the month. So that means Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. And when did the Prisha, the mitzvah of Prisha begin? It began after Yom HaShlishi, which means on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the seventh day of the month, the Torah was given. It's Kasher Rabbanon, this against Rabbanon, because they say that they were only 2 days of Prisha. And not only that, the Rabbanon say that the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. According to the calculation of this Braisa, the Torah was given on the seventh day of the month. This Gemara answers, Amri Loch, the Rabbanon will say the following, Hamani, Rabbi Yossi, that Braisa itself is Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara asks about this very Braisa, Shlishi Lamai. In other words, the language of the Braisa is that we're dealing with Yom HaShlishi. And with regard to Yom HaShlishi, this was Milvad Zeh Shlishi Gam L'chosh, that the Torah wants to tell you that this is Yom HaShlishi and it was also the third day of the month. L'kidisanya, because this reflects another Braisa. The Torah says, Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Ha'am El Hashem, Moshe reported back to God, the people were willing to accept the Torah, Uksiv. And then it says, Vayaged Moshe es kol divrei Ha'am El Hashem. So the Braisa asks, Ma Omer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, what exactly did Hashem tell Moshe to tell the people of Israel after he, Moshe Rabbeinu, transmitted what the people had said back to Hashem? Uma Amar Lehem Moshe L'Yisrael, and what did Moshe say in the name of God to Israel? Uma Amru Yisrael L'Moshe, Uma Heshiv Moshe L'fnei Hagvura. And the answer is Zu Mitzvahs Prisha. The Braisa answers this question by referring to the mitzvah of Prisha. And that's what it means when it says that Moshe commanded the people of Israel. Again, Moshe had to notify HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the people accepted. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, B'tchila, when they came to Har Sinai, well, I should say to Midbar Sinai, Peresh, Onsha. Peresh means Moshe told them the punishments of the Torah for anyone who's commanded and doesn't fulfill the commandment. Dechsiv, as it says, Vayoshev Moshe. Moshe returned. So this is a remez of some sort. L'dvarim shemeshabavin daito shalodom. Things that prevent man from thinking clearly. And in this case, it means from thinking that it's a great opportunity to receive the Torah. So Vayoshev Moshe means Dvarim Shemeshabavim Daito Shal Adam Ulabasov Peresh Matan Schara. So we have both. At the end we have the not only the scary punishments but also the rewards for those who fulfill the Torah. The Ksiv Vayaged Moshe Dvarim Shemoshchem Libo Shal Adam Ke'agada. So the word Agada comes from the word Hagada or Vayaged in the active formulation. So when they came to Har Sinai, Moshe tells them the punishments for violating the Torah, and if you command it and you violate the Torah, the non-observance would engender certain punishments, and that's called Dvarim Shemeshabavin Daito Shel Adam. I guess they instill a certain fear in the heart of man. Ulbasov Piresh Matan Schara. He explains what will be the immeasurable rewards that Hashem will bestow on Klal Yisrael. Therefore, afterwards, Piresh Matan Schara. Now he has to tell the people all the great rewards that are being held in store for them. First he started by telling him the good things, meaning the rewards in the positive sense. Only afterwards did he explain the punishments and the averis. So we have another interpretation of Vayaged Moshe, and that is Kashim Kashim Dvarim Kashim Kigidin. And the Gemara has in mind here what does it mean Kashim Li Adam Kigidin? Shahayom Ashlishi Amuska Vibraisa Kodemes Ishlishi Lidvarim Shekvar Mirosh Chodesh Hiskil Moshe Lahamshich Liban Shal Yisrael Bidvarim Lakabol Satorah Ulefareish Onsham Umatin Schoran Vi Omra Abraisa Shahayom Ashlishi Lidvarim Hayagam Shlishi Bechodesh Ushlishi Beshabbos.
We'll stop here.